Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duckworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Duckworth. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Hamlin moves to third. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's Senators, 1, Twins, 1. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar moves to third. Dick Lines now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Locke who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Tovar scores. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Howard reaches second base with a double. McMullen moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Howard scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Batty. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Batty steals third. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to second. Mike McCormick now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Cott scores. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Hall moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 3 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field. Locke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locke. Allen goes all the way around to score. Cott moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cott scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Howard reaches second base with a double. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Howard moves to third. Locke moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-4, Twins. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-3 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nan for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lock scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Twins. John Orsino pinch hits for Casey Cox. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.